Let's turn our attention back to the market action. As we said at the top of the show, not a whole lot of reaction to the developments over in D.C., largely because there have been some concerns about the resurgence of COVID cases over in Europe, with Austria now imposing a lockdown. That's trickled through into the commodity space, and we're seeing both WTI and Brent crude down below that $80 handle. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre, who's watching the action for us today. Inez.
And Akiko, both Brent crude and WTI are on track for a fourth straight week of declines. If we just take a look at our Wi-Fi interactive board, take a look at WTI right now. It's down more than a 3%, as you mentioned. A lot of this has to do with Austria's nationwide lockdown, concerns of an uptick in cases of COVID-19 in Europe. And that's also bleeding into the stock market as far as travel stocks are concerned. So we're watching the travel sector. Take a look here. Quite a bit of red that we're seeing. We're also seeing Airbnb down more than 4%, but we're watching the cruise liners that are under pressure. Some of the airlines are under pressure. And this is despite also the fact that the FDA is authorizing booster shots against COVID for Moderna and also Pfizer. So Moderna today up more than 4% on that news. You've got Pfizer that's up 0.4%, but earlier it was up more than 1%, Pfizer hitting new highs. I do want to check out the sector action because we are watching cyclicals that are under pressure. We've got energy down, financials, industrials that are lower. You're watching a bit of a rotation back into technology. You've got technology, consumer discretionary that is in the green. If we take a look at the NASDAQ 100, some of the big cap names here, we've got Apple hitting new highs today. Also, we're watching Alphabet, which hit new highs, and Microsoft as well. Facebook up more than 3%. And NVIDIA today hitting new highs. And I also want to mention another new high today as well, being Intuit, that up more than 9%. The financial software company reported its quarterly results, a pretty blowout quarter. Also, its guidance came in above expectations. Quite a few of the acquisitions that have been that the company has been acquiring companies over the past couple of years, those have helped with the results. Akiko, Jared.
All right. And Inez Ferre walking us through the action there on this Friday.